Nolte, Hollywood box office already down 3% over 2019, down 24% over 2018. By John Nolte on March 10, 2020. The Hollywood box office is already down 2.8% compared to last year and an incredible 23.5% compared to 2018, according to Box Office Mojo. Compared to this same time in 2017, this year's movie receipts are down 15.9%. Compared to 2016 and 2015, the box office has slumped 17.8% and 12%, respectively. And we're not even in Avengers: Endgame territory yet. What I mean by that is that Avengers: Endgame was released in late April of last year and broke pretty much every box office records there is. So imagine what the 2020 numbers are going to look like when compared to the 2019 numbers with Endgame factored in. So what's going so horribly wrong, you ask? In a word, woketardism. There were two titles that were supposed to lift the box office boat, but both underperformed because audiences are rejecting woke in droves. The first was Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, which was released on December 20th, but died $105 million short of The Last Jedi's 2017 $620 domestic run and $420 million. Short of The Force Awakens' 2015 haul of $937 million. Had Rise of Skywalker performed up to expectations, it would have bled million into the 2020 box office. The Star Wars franchise has been so damaged by woke politics, there are no more movies in any serious stage of production. Disney totally bungled this. And then there's Birds of Prey, which is a total box office disaster. After 4 weeks in release, this anti-male slog has grossed just $83 million, when it was supposed to be the big tentpole of the season. The Harley Quinn character had a lot to do with driving Suicide Squad 2016 to $325 million domestic, but the woketards removed everything that made her so appealing in that hit, namely her sexiness. Doolittle also crashed, but primarily due to bad reviews. Call of the Wild is stalled out at $57 million. So maybe it wasn't a good idea for star Harrison Ford to call the president a son of a bitch while promoting the movie. There have been three bright spots this year. Bad Boys for Life overperformed in a big way with $202 million. It's apolitical, sexy, and fun. The World War I drama, 1917, has raked in $157 million. It is also apolitical. And Sonic the Hedgehog overcame some bad buzz over its early character design to gross $124 million. How smart was star Jim Carrey to stop being politically divisive while promoting this? Things should perk up a bit next week with the release of A Quiet Place 2, the sequel to the popular, and very God, original. Disney's Mulan arrives the week after that and is tracking well. But that's about it until the end of April. And two big titles over the next 6 weeks is not going to cut it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.